The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
In front of a crowd of 18,145 fans at Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Kings made mincemeat of the San Jose Sharks tonight in the final regular season meeting between the two clubs. The final score is Los Angeles 8 and the San Jose Sharks 1. Clearly the most disappointing game of the series thus far. The last time that these two teams played, it was the Sharks that made mincemeat of the Kings by winning 7-2, so I suppose that turnabout is fair play. But the only way to look at
that's
it.
That's the only way to look at it. But, you know, the way that the L.A. Kings are trying to prime themselves for the playoffs, very evident tonight about the type of game that they are going to play. It's very hardworking, straight ahead, track backs hard, front of the net presence. They've got a playoff idea of what they've got an idea how they have to play in the playoffs. And now, what's in the last few games here that they won, they put up seven spots or now at eight spot. I mean,
they're 10-3 in their last 13 games, and they've outscored the opposition 46-24.
Wow,
that's plus 22.
That is special right there. So the LA Kings are trying to get primed for the playoffs, and they're looking pretty darn good right now.
Well, let's get to the instant replay. It is not a pretty night for the Sharks. In the first period, they were outshot 8-7 by the Kings. LA got on the board at 5:35 of the first when Philip Deneau scored his eighth of the season from Quentin Byfield and Trevor Moore, 1-0 L.A. Penalty is over now as Fogle back on the ice, but in front of the net, Byfield to the right, and they score! Well, Matthew Deneau snuck over to the right wing boards just as the penalty expired, and that was a heck of a pass over there to him, and he didn't waste any time wristing that home. Los Angeles doesn't score on the power play, but it's a power play influence goal for Philip Deneau, and it's 1-0 Kings at 5:35 of the first. Then on the power play at 15:13, Adrian Kempe scored his 30th of the season, first of two on the night. Anje Kopitar's first of three assists got one, and Drew Doughty got the other. Off the draw, Doughty's got it for the Kings, throws Kopitar left circle. Conley stick handles away from traffic. He backs along the boards. Now he moves in. He has some room. He cuts behind the net. Centering feed. They score! What a play by Kopitar. He bought time and he created space, and Adrian Kempe snuck in. A perfect pass from Kopitar when perhaps some people thought he might shoot it, and the Kings lead 2-0.
Take the ice, right? If there's ice available, take it.
In the second period, the Sharks would get to within one. This was the high point of the game for Sharks hockey. At 4:52, it was Cam Lund's turn to shine. And so now it's sent toward the net. Out of the box, Lund starts to move it out with another man, Goodrow. Lund down the left, waits for some time. Crosses the line, drops it back. Ferraro moves to the circle, throws to the front of the net. Shot, score! Cam Lund is going to get his second career goal on the play. And the Sharks kid makes it happen, coming out of the penalty box. Wow, what a goal! That was a great goal at 4:52. Cam Lund's second of his season and career from Mario Ferraro, and it was 2-1 L.A. From that point, it was all home team, not much visitors. At 6:57, Trevor Moore made it a 3-1 contest with a brilliant pass from Anje Kopitar and Andrei Kuzmenko, but that play by Kopitar from the corner was an unbelievable pass. Moore finished it off with his 16th of the year. It was 3-1 Los Angeles. Kempe looking for Kopitar, deflected by Smith. Now back on the point, Spence misses the net with a slap shot. Kept in by Kuzmenko. Kopitar between the legs, pass, and the Kings score! What a spectacular play by the veteran Anje Kopitar, getting it out in front, and Trevor Moore said, thank you so much for that, as he snaps it by Romanov, and and makes it 3-1 LA. But you got to tip your hockey helmet to a man who's been around here for so many years, Andrei Kopitar, with that brilliant feed. Warren Fogle got his first of two goals on the night with a goal at 13:31 on the power play, his 21st of the year. Brant Clark and Quinton Byfield assisted. Off the faceoff in front, a scramble, they score! Kings win a battle in front, a long shot from the point. Philip Dano is in front of the goal with Fogle, and Fogle should get credit for this. It is a power play goal for the Kings. They set it up, they finish it off, and now it's 4-1. And then a really head-scratching and heartbreaking moment for the Sharks in the final minute of the second period. Far side of the ice, King's zone. Fogle tipped into the middle, flipped to the right. Nice job by Dano to get it to Moore. He makes a nice stick-handling move across the line. He cut to the middle, but he was checked there with a minute remaining in the period by the Sharks defensive player, Lucas Carlson. And now they score! Oh, boy. That was just sort of tossed to the net. Warren Fogle again, knocking it to the goal, putting it off of Romanov, and it trickled through the pads and got in, and that's a tough one to take for Georgi Romanov because now it's 5-1 Kings.
Yeah, absolutely, and late in the period is always tough. But it's Warren Fogle in front of the net doing a very good job. He just gets there, sets up in front. Liljegren is going to be there with him as well. But it's just a wrister to the net, and Warren Fogle rolls up. Liljegren's got inside position. He's good, he's fine, but Fogle quick with the stick. And now it's 5.
Off the faceoff, 5-1 Los Angeles. We're in the final minute of play in the second period. Gunned in by the Sharks, but they're going to have to replay it back in the neutral territory. Ferraro and Luka Madulin combine to get it deep, and Riddick behind the goal line guns it around himself. Kings move it out. Luka Madulin might get caught here. Kuzmenko down the left, only Ferraro back. Turns away from it, back check, dropped it back. Gavrikov to the right, Kempe scores! A tic-tac-toe goal. Adrian Kempe finishes it off. Gavrikov, a brilliant tip of a pass, and the Sharks get caught. It is 6-1 in favor of L.A. with 21.7 seconds left in the second period. Two goals against in the 34-second span. One at 19:04, Fogle's second of the game, 22nd of the year from Mikey Anderson, just winning a battle in front, knocking it home. And then Adrian Kempe got his 31st of the season, a brilliant tip pass by Vladislav Gavrikov. Gavrikov and Andrei Kuzmenko assisted at 19:38, 6-1 Los Angeles at the end of two. It got worse in the third period, as LA would score twice in a 33-second span. Graf is going to get back against Fiala. They push and shove each other. Graf getting back, knocking down Fiala, and he gained the puck, but could not quite clear it. Vlasic's back to get it. Good job.
Good speed also by Colin there. He's got the puck in the neutral zone here.
He's right up ice and gets the puck. Tried to split the defense on the play. I think he's going to be out of energy in a second, but here come the Kings the other way. Moving in, they score! Kuzmenko gets that driving down the center lane after Graf got stopped at the offensive blue line. And Andrei Kuzmenko makes it 7-1, Los Angeles. Time of this goal is 14:49.
Surprising. So a good play by Kopitar in the middle, and just Kuzmenko just comes up. He just snaps it.
Andrei Kuzmenko would complete his three-point night with his ninth of the season, assisted by Andrei Kopitar, Kopi's third assist of the evening. And then Trevor Lewis, a long wrist shot from about 60 feet out, put it through traffic, and goaltender Romanov never saw it. Goal number 9 on the season, Andrei Kuzmenko. Andrei Kopitar is going to get yet another assist, as we mentioned, as the Kings move back into the Sharks zone. A quick shot to the net by Spence wide. Rebound held in. Shot, score! Trevor Lewis from 62 feet out. I don't know if that was deflected or not. I think it just went straight up to the top corner. And now it's 8-1. And things are out of control in L.A. Fifth goal of the season for the veteran Lewis. Moverare and Spence assisted at 15:22. Final shots 36-23 in favor of L.A. The series ends up with two wins apiece for both teams. Both teams won the home games and lost on the road. And the L.A. Kings will move on to take on Winnipeg on Tuesday, Utah on Thursday, and Edmonton on Saturday. It's a big week for them.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks continue on Tuesday against Anaheim.
Day off tomorrow, scheduled day off tomorrow. We will see what happens with the San Jose Sharks and a regroup of some sort, a reset. Something needs to happen where the guys need to get their game back, where they're involved in the games, competing, and have details in their games. The detail to me today, Dan, seemed even more off than it was yesterday, which was hard to fathom considering what Mario Ferraro told you before the game.
It really is something to ponder. They're going to have to figure it out themselves, and probably that's the best way to solve it.
Yeah.
That is our instant replay. Final score tonight, Los Angeles 8, the Sharks 1. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.